Hope everyone fit and well ahead of this game this weekend.
Yeah, at this moment, yeah, everybody's not too bad, so we'll see where we are again this morning.
How's Danny Rowe progressing?
Doing alright, we're still a few weeks away, but he's doing okay. Him and Kane are doing well. Kane's doing really well, so yeah, not pleased with it.
You've had a look at all your strikers recently in different partnerships. Is that a tricky decision, which two to pick from the three at the minute?
No, I think we're playing well. Stayed in, so it's not hard. So I know what pairing will play.
And the lads that haven't been in the team of late, you had a fairly settled side. Have those boys reacted in the right way, the way you would expect, the ones that haven't had game time?
Well, yeah, you expect that anyway, you know. It's not something I'm going to worry about. That's your job. Your job is to go on and get in the team. So it's up to you to get in the team.
And somebody like Cole, who we've been accustomed to seeing in the team for a number of seasons, he's been on the bench, but clearly will still have a part to play, won't he?
Well, absolutely. I mean, his pass for the goal the other day was excellent. To James, and then obviously James flips it to Caden. But Hughes and Downs have been playing ever so well. I think Cole would recognise that himself. But oh, listen, absolutely. And Cole only found himself at the team through an injury. And somebody goes in, and you've got to try and get him back in.
Where are you on his future in terms of a new contract? He's out of contract this summer, Cole Skews.
I think him and Marcus were talking before, but we're not in a position to do anything until we have success here. So that'll be ongoing, I guess, but Marcus will be the one that will obviously dictate to that.
At this stage, would you like to keep him next
season? Yeah, listen, he's been great. He's been absolutely great for us. And as I said before, I always say to you, if he was 5, 10 years younger, then it'd be brilliant. We've got him at the wrong end of that. But like I said, him and Marcus will probably sort it.
And when we spoke last week, you weren't too sure about Dobre and El Mazzouni in terms of sending those two players out, but you've let Idris go.
Yeah, I have. They're still part of me. What's right and what's right for him. The right thing for him is to go out and play men's football. That's the right thing for him. The right thing for the club is for him to go out and play men's football as well. So I think all round, I think that was the best decision, even though they're still part of me thinking, yeah, could he do something here at this moment? But I think long term and him for his development, it's really important he can play his men's football.
You've got the likes of Cole Skews and John Nolan and Teddy Bishop in reserve at the moment, so might Andre be somebody you consider sending out on loan?
No. Andre's ahead of us on that scenario. So, Andre's been well, done well for us when he played, so no, I wouldn't let that happen.
Everybody's enjoyed seeing Luke Chambers and Luke Wolfen and making the runs from centre-half. How much of an unsung hero has James Wilson been in terms of his defending in the centre and holding things together?
He's been excellent, Wilson. He really has. I think he's done a really good job. As I said, that lad came in with no pre-season under his belt at all and played most of the season for us, and he's been excellent. Really quiet lad, unassuming, but day-to-day goes about his job really well.
And Josh Earle, how's he settled in? He must be a bit impatient, but I guess he's got to understand the situation in terms of making his debut.
I think he knows. Obviously, things are going well. But training-wise and the way he's settling in, I think it's been really, really good. And I'm sure he'll get a chance at it. But I think he'll be first to recognise all the team done well since he's been in. But really pleased how he's fitted in.
I'd imagine the same for Alex Neil. He knows how the game works. He won't be putting on any pressure to get his player in your side.
No, I don't think so. I think when any manager does that and looks over and sees what another manager's doing with a player, if the team's going well, it's difficult to change it. I think every manager knows that. Equally so, if the team's not doing well and there's no getting a chance, then you can maybe say what's going on. But at the minute, the team's going really well.
Is he impressed in training? Has he looked apart, Josh, since he arrived?
Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Really good left foot. Really happy with him. And yeah, just biding his time, I guess. And but football-wise and ability-wise, very, very good.
Clearly versatile. Do you see him as a centre-half, or do you see him as somebody that can get up and down in the wide areas and the wing-back or full-back?
Well, we've chosen by the way we're playing, obviously, and he's trained with it really well. I think it suits him being a left-footer on that side. So no, I'm really happy how he's kind of fitted in.
And nothing imminent in terms of players going out, players coming in, any interest in yours, anything?
No, nothing at the minute. We're fine at the minute. So, as I said, we can't go out and do a lot of stuff that you'd like to do, but that's the way we are as a football club. So, yeah, we just got on it.
You certainly know all about Lincoln. You've already seen them 3 times this season. What you made of them in those encounters?
It's going to be a tough tough game. We're at home. The onus is on us to make the run. So, but we're playing really well, and we'll go and try and do what we've been doing the last 4 or 5 games.
You must feel you've kicked on since that 5-3 in terms of being unbeaten in the league since the defeat at Saint Lawrence.
Yeah, but I think any given game you can win a game. That's it. Doesn't matter where it is. It's to win a league, you've got to do it over a long period of time. We've put ourselves in a position where we're in a good position at this moment. We've got a lot of games still to go, but we're in this moment. We're playing that.
You hinted last weekend a little bit disappointed with the playing surface at Portman Road. Is that fair to say? Is that something you'd like to see addressed?
Yeah, I think everybody can see it. You know, it's not just me. It's just everybody can see it. The size of the club, as I say, the game, the finances dictate to that. But you want it to be perfect, and if you can. But it is what it is. So, but listen, if it's no any worse than traveling, that's for sure.
James Norwood here on time without any damage to his car today.
What do you mean?
He had to break into his car the other day to avoid being late for training.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he locked the keys in. Yeah.
Oh, did he? Oh, there you go. I didn't know. he's been here, yeah. No, I'm not sure. I didn't know that, actually.
How bad is the fine for being late for training? Because it must have been a hefty bill to fix the car.
I must have said, wasn't he late?
No, he said he'd rather have broken into his car than be fined for being late for training. He said the fine was that high, yeah.
That's quite sensible for me. I'll make sure I get here then in time. I never knew that, yeah.
He's a character, isn't he? A bubbly, bouncy character.
He's different. He's certainly different. So, I think every player's got their own personality, you know. Some are different, some are level-headed, some are, a bit strange, but there we go.
You need that though, don't you? It's all part of the fun of being a manager.
You need that, definitely. You need different characters. As long as they perform on a Saturday, that's the main thing. As long as you do things right in training and they perform on a Saturday, that's all you can look for.
Is it easy to manage, or is he one of those that can test you at times?
No, I don't have a problem with any of the guys. I never really have with any problem with any guys, so... No, they have their moments. They have their moments. They're human. They have their moments.
Well, thanks, Tom.
All right.
How close is Teddy Bishop to a start? He must be desperate to get on the pitch for a start of a league game.
He's doing really well, him. I think he sees the team again performing well, and he's got to kind of bide his time to get in that scenario. But I thought Saturday came on and done really well. Again, he's in it for a long time. Him and Freddie are the same scenario. I think the two of them are getting better, and they're two good guys to have on the bench at the minute, the way it is. Also, I know that they're getting close to really knocking the door, but I think what it's doing is pushing the other guys to stay in the team and play well.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that's pushed Alan Judge, mate? Oh, without doubt. A little bit harder.
Yeah, he's playing great for us at the minute, him. And I think that's exactly what's happening. I think the lads are starting to see people start to push now, and then it drives everybody else on.
And if you've got, if you've got someone like Teddy on the bench who can come on and do something a bit different, that's a decent spark to have, decent option to have.
The two of them are, because Freddie's different to everybody else as well. Bish is certainly different. He's a runner with the ball. So, I'm happy how they're progressing there too. Yeah.
In terms of Idris, how important was it getting the right club for him? Because I guess he's not a player you want to send out and see the ball going up over his head for 90 minutes. He needs to a place where he can play.
If he can, ideally. But if he's got to get into that scenario, it's great for him. Because it shows him another side of the game. It shows him another physicality to the game. But the big thing for me is he's not too far down the road. And he's a good guy, Colin, good guy. So I'm happy for that to happen. Hopefully he earns the right to get in the team first and foremost. But it will do show him a different scenario for what it is here. I think even though the football will be a great experience for him, the other side it will be an even better experience, where maybe the facilities are not as good. The reality of being out there might come down on him, and I think that's important.
It's worked for Flynn and Luke Wolfenden, hasn't it? And they both had League Two lines, and look at them now.
Yeah, that's the benefit of it. That's why I think 23 football, I don't think it's beneficial for young players who want to aspire to play men's football.
Would Dobra be as one?
That's another one.
Would
yeah.
you entertain a call for him if somebody fancied him for a few months?
Aye, that's another one. Yeah, that's because I think he's in the same category as. I think definitely too good now for 23 football. Needs that men's football, as I call it. But he's in the same kind of category as what Idris is in.
I know you were asked briefly about Tristan Nydam last week, but how far away is he from being able to? Because I guess you'd want to get him out on loan, but if he's just not fit.
He's just not fit, Andy. The lad's not really done much with us at all. If anything, he's not really been with us at all. He's a horrendous injury. That was at Notts County. So yeah, but he's doing well in his rehab. There's no pressure for me or push for me to say he must play there or play there. The important thing is he gets back to playing football again.
It was such a shame for him, wasn't it? Because he had a good pre-season and he'd forced his way in into the thoughts maybe.
Yeah, he was doing all right. He was doing all right. And then obviously that injury was horrific. So, but the important thing is he's getting back to fitness.
And is Kane still end of February sort of time for training? Is that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but he's I think he's in a lot happier place mentally, which is great. So once we get him back as well, it'll be a big bonus for us.
Did he have a bit of a mental barrier to get through at the start after the surgery? Then was it?
That's tough because if you have setbacks, ups and downs when you're out for a period of time, it's mentally tough. But he's in a good place at the minute, and a lot more happier, I think, with the injury. So hopefully not be too long before we get him back.
That's great. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
What about Jack Lancaster? Because I think he has an operation in August. Yeah. And I was just looking at you in the story the club put out at the time, said that he'd be assessed after 5 months. Well, obviously, we're in January. Mm. Is there sort of any developments on when you expect him to be back or anything?
No. Jack can come back before then, great. If he can't, it's no problem. He's another pre-season under his belt and he goes again next year, so it's been a terrible time for him, really bad time. But he's he's still nowhere near it.
And obviously the Lincoln game just after Christmas, does that result and how that game went, does that give a bit of additional motivation going to Saturday?
No. I never look at a defeat or use it against anything else or a win. I don't know. It's two different games, different scenarios. We're at home, big crowd, we're most of the crowd on our side, so we're playing well. I know that.
Mm. And one
familiar
face, Tao Edin, who was here last year, a bit unfortunate with injuries when he was here.
Well, he got the eye injury, didn't he? Oh. I think he got the eye injury. So he was only here for a short time when we were here, and then he had to go and get, I think he got an operation in his eye. So, and then he goes to Lincoln, so. Good footballer, good footballer.
A couple of stories around, linking you with people as usual. Matt Smith, who's a Man City player, who's currently on loan at QPR, there's a report that you were eyeing him. Is there anything in that at all?
What, who's that? The big guy at Mobile?
There's two Matt Smiths, and I know one was at QPR before, and there's one on loan from Manchester City at QPR, central midfielder.
No. I know Brian Marwood really well, so nothing on that at the minute, no.
Okay, I think that's my day. Oh, I was asked about Finn Downs, actually. We spoke to Finn Downs after the game last week, and about the speculation, and he just said, nope, I'm staying here till the end of the season, whatever. That's the sort of attitude the manager wants from a player, isn't it?
He's been great. He's been really, really good. Really good young guy, playing really well, and got potential to definitely go to the top, that's for sure.
But is that sort of not having his head turned at all by talk about him?
I don't think Flynn, and I hope I'm right with my assumption, it doesn't matter how successful he's going to be, I don't think he'll change. I'd be really, really surprised if he changed. If he keeps the attitude he's got now, then he's going to go far, that's for sure. He'll go far because he's going to be a really top midfield player. Yeah.
And Wolfie, similar sort of. You spoke before about how laid back he is. I can't imagine he's one to get
not. You'd be disappointed in years going by if you look by and think the two of them have come off the rails or been big headed or the money takes over the attitude to the game. Hopefully that doesn't happen to them. But in this moment, I can't see it. Just because the two characters are good grounding and looks like they come for good families, good strong families, which I think is important for them.
Excellent, thank you very much. All right.